Hey, it's Josh and Tommy with Watch Hill Proper back for another review. This week we are looking at the Heaven Hill Heritage Collection, aged 18 years. So this one is the 2024 release, Mashbill 78-10-12. Came out of Bernheim Rickhouse 1I, third floor. Produced or barreled in December of 2005. So this makes it probably right at 18 years, maybe a month or so. That's what we know.
Yeah, I'm anxious. I have not had this. I'm anxious to have it. Have tasted recently one of the Parkers that we did, and then the corn whiskey done in Bernheim. Those two that I've had so far were really good. And so I think I understand why they're doing that. I think you're able at Bernheim, the kind of stone aging houses, I guess what you would call them, you're able to get it a little older there without it burning up. I'm anxious to try this. You know, I know that they have done a couple Parkers and a William Heaven Hill from there, and they were both good. So,
bottled at 120 proof. So obviously a little water added, I'm sure. Maybe not too much.
Probably not from there. I mean, that would be one that it could lose. I mean, obviously Heaven Hill, they go in at 125, have for a number of years. You could lose.
Well, third floor is probably going to hold pretty well.
It just, you know, and I don't know enough about the aging. A regular rickhouse, I read a lot more on it, but it's such a unique, you know, warehouse. I've asked Jody about it, how the aging, you know, how can you compare the standard ones that out on property or Dietzville or any of those? How does it compare to kind of the stone cave type of rickhouse, and slower, it seems to be, you know, the prominent word, right? Is that it just ages a little slower. So three might be the equivalent of one out on a regular rickhouse.
Maybe.
I don't know enough about those rickhouses there. I have been to them just a couple times, but I don't know as far as a product like this. Obviously, they can, because the extra age products that Heaven Hill has been putting out have come from Bernheim.
Yeah.
So. I'm very curious.
The bottom floors
are
going to age much, much slower and maybe even lose proof potentially.
For sure.
And then at the top, you're going to age much quicker and gain proof.
On a regular rickhouse. Yes.
But so this is being third floor, you know.
Yeah.
It could have gone down in proof a hair or held. I would just say if it goes in the barrel at 125 on the third floor at Bernheim, it's probably going to hold that number.
I would
maybe
think.
Lose a little, but. So there may not be much water in this. It may be.
Yeah, I hope not.
It may be real close to barrel proof.
Very possibly. Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
So 120 proof, 18-year-old. So standard mash bill for Heaven Hill.
Yep,
it's standard mash bill you're going to get in Elijah Craig.
Yep, standard mash bill since the fire, pre-fire. Mash bill was 75-13-12 after the fire. That's when they made some wholesale changes, and Mashville was one of them.
Yeah, so this was barreled in late in December, almost. It says December 27th of 05, so.
2 days after Christmas.
All right, let's see what we got on the nose.
I like it.
That's a good nose.
I like the nose a lot. Man, it's got a really nice color, too.
Very Heaven Hillish,
which is a good thing.
Their nose to me is a little floral, a little sweet. It's pretty balanced, but
this one is maybe a tad alcohol forward, which is
sure.
I usually don't use that term very often because usually I like that.
It smells high proof.
It does. Man, come on, dude.
Oh, I even like that.
Dude, really? That's Yeah, I need a bottle of this. That is delicious. I'm gonna change you into a Heaven Hill guy. And if any bourbon is going to do it, that is a great start. That's fantastic. My gosh, that's good. That's not me being a Heaven Hill homer either.
That's kind of butterscotchy.
It is. And the finish is amazing. I mean, sweetness, butterscotch on it. So to me, I think Heaven Hill always has cinnamon. I get almond on a lot of their stuff. This is all over. It's got the cinnamon, but man, the butterscotch, brown sugary is right there.
I don't get a lot of the cinnamon.
Not as much. On the last couple products, I haven't gotten as much cinnamon as I used to. Like the Red Label, the 101 is a cinnamon bomb. This, holy cow, it's still there.
I get it on the second. Looking forward on the second time I get the cinnamon.
If you hold that on your tongue, I'm telling you.
The first drink was sweet. Front palate, sweet. Back palate, cinnamon.
Gosh, that is delicious. That is absolutely delicious. Don't you agree that that is really a delicious whiskey?
It's really, really good.
Mark it down. Mark it down. Josh says Heaven Hill is a delicious whiskey. I love it. That's awesome. Man, that's really good. This is going to be up the scale for me. I'm just going to give you a pre-warning. It's going to be up there because it's good through and through. The finish to me, it might be as good a finish as since we've been doing these reviews. That finish is amazing. Still getting it. Drinks beautiful. Beautiful at 120 proof. Man.
There's a lot of stuff that we taste where it's unique. And you can say, well, this would be, it's not a porch drinker. You know what I mean? It's like something you would drink. You'd have a glass at a certain point in the night, maybe for dessert or maybe like before dinner, but you wouldn't drink it all day.
Yeah.
This wouldn't you drink all day.
If you could find it and had the wallet to do it, I mean, that would be absolutely, that would be.
If you took this to a party, it would be
you're
gone.
You're a hit. It's a hit.
It's gone. You ain't bringing it home.
No, you're not. That is really good. I tell you what, and I've had the majority of Heaven Hill products. That might be as good a Heaven Hill product as I've ever had. And
I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah, I mean, and there are certain ones that just stick out to me. I'm such a 101 fan. I like anything from even, you know, down to Evan Williams Single Barrel, the Evan Williams 101, Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, certainly. This, to me, is all of those encompassed in one bourbon. It's that good. I'm thinking, as I'm speaking, I'm thinking about the highest review that we have ever given, and I'm trying to draw. Well, listen.
You're trying to beat it.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to remember how I felt, and I do remember it, and if I'm not mistaken, it was the Angel's Envy Cask, which I think is as good a whiskey still. Even though it was one of the earlier ones that we've done, I still can recall tasting that and going, oh, crap, this is just delicious. And so I'm trying to get those feels for this, and I think I'm right there with it. I don't remember the exact number on that, but I know that it was, I remember tasting that whiskey and going, this is as good a cask drink Angel's Envy as I'd ever had.
Yeah, that was their rye.
That was the rye. Yeah, the rye. And I just spoke with a guy, as a matter of fact, yesterday, and you know who I'm talking about. He said, and this guy tastes as much whiskey as anybody I know. He said, his whiskey of the year was Angel's Envy, that rye, that cask drink rye. So when I try to relate it, I'm trying to, you know, kind of go back and think how I felt and how it really hit me. This one's right there with it. So I'll let you
start. I'm still getting the butterscotch.
I know. It's amazing. That finish is amazing. The empty glass nose.
And it's a thick, it's lingering.
Can we call into work and... keep drinking?
Well, we have to. Yeah, no.
He said no.
No.
Some of us
we need to sell this bottle.
Yeah,
we don't need to.
No, I'm gonna tell you what. I'll hand sell that bad boy. That will not be a problem to hand sell. We need to. be getting our rep or something, Dan. We need more of that. It's really good. I'm going to let you start.
Well, for me, the worst part of this was the nose of the three.
I would agree with that, but it wasn't bad at all.
So for me, to me, it was a Heaven Hill nose. I didn't get anything out of the nose that would hint that the taste was going to be as good as it is for me. So I'm like 8.2, 8.3 on the nose.
I would have been 8.5 on the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now the taste on the palate, I could meet you at a 9.
I would be on the taste, I would be 9.2. And then finish up with the finish.
Yeah.
What do you think on the finish?
I mean,
if you're 8, so you're 8.2, 9, 8.2 and a 9.
And then like 8.8.
I would be
on the finish just because I like a spicy finish. And what's weird about this for me is that usually on the finish, you get the Kentucky hug and that's what lingers. For this, it's the butterscotch. It's so weird.
Bomb.
Like, yeah, like it's just the sweet notes are what's hanging around.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's an excellent finish.
Yeah.
And 8.8 is a very high number.
Yeah, I would be 9.2, 9.3 on the finish, right with the taste. Man, I don't want to hit you with the 9.8, 9.9. I don't know if that whiskey's been invented yet that we were going to give that. No, I don't know that it exists out there. I hope that someday we do taste that whiskey. This to me is as good a whiskey as we have reviewed and as good a whiskey as I've tried in a long time.
Oh, we've had some 9.5, 9.6.
We have. We have, and that is a probably...
They're not 120 proof.
That's what I'm saying. It's a 9.5 or 9.6 for us.
Yeah.
Most people would fall out of their chair if they drank some of the stuff that we've had. So a 9.5, 9.6 jug. But as far as the consumer, this to me drinks every bit as a 9.1, 9.2 whiskey.
I'm good with 9.1.
9.1.
I could go 9.
Market. Josh agreed with me on a Heaven Hill product and a 9.1. I'm very happy about that. It's delicious. This is a must get. How much do you think this bottle's going to cost?
200-ish. You ain't getting it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of these are out. This one's always super hard to find.
There was 133 barrels of this. I remember reading that somewhere.
Oh, really?
133 barrels made up this product. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know why I know that, and I don't even remember where I read that, but
that means you're going to be at like 13,000 bottles.
18 years, your yield is what? At
100 bottles at best, out of ballpark?
Best 50.
I'm sorry, I'm doing the 13,000s. I'm saying if you get 100 bottles a barrel, that's 13,000 bottles. It's out there, and I know Heaven Hill, typically, if you like to camp,
well, yeah, and this would be one. You know what?
They'll release this at the Heritage Center.
Yeah, they will. I like to say I've only stood in one line for one product before. This would be number two. I would actually, to get a bottle that I could put on my bar at my hep, no. But yeah. Just to have another bottle of it, because I really do think that when people see this review, and we have, you know, a lot of people that come in to Watch Hill, they do watch this and like what we're saying about these whiskeys. I think when they see this bottle is probably not going to last too long.
No.
It's that good.
Yeah,
I'm excited about it. We need to find another bottle.
Yeah, we'll have to at this rate. Yeah, because you're going to drink half of it.
I would. I really would sit there and crush. And Bryce will need a taste of this one. I'm sure.
This is not one of those like after dinner only or before. This is crushed. Like
it's crushable
for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one.
Well, so that's our thought on Heaven Hill 18. It's pretty good. So we'll see you next time.
See you. Hey guys, I'm Tommy. This is Josh. We're the owners of Watch Hill Proper. We are the largest American whiskey bar in the world. We're located in Louisville, Kentucky. We'd love for you guys to come out and visit us. We offer elevated cuisine,
great cocktail list, and the wall is what people show up to see.
Definitely can satisfy your palate from standpoint of whiskeys, different bourbons, different flights. You can make your own, but we have wines, cocktails. Michael Crouch is our chef.
I was gonna say,
amazing food. So we'd love to have you come out and visit. Join us for dinner, join us for a tasting. Check us out on the website, watchhillproper.com. You can make reservations. You can see our events that we have on the calendar, and we'd love to have you.